Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Hat Jam Extras, where for the week's in-between episodes, we take a further look into some of the ideas and techniques of our amazing artists. This week, we're going back to talk to Timothy Nelson, and myself and Tim are going to immerse ourselves in the sometimes murky waters that is songwriting splits. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Cav Tempoli, and this is Hat Jam. Splitting up songwriting has always been quite a temperamental part of the songwriting process. In Eskimo Joe, we split everything three ways, so that keeps it quite simple. But generally, when I walk into a room to write with someone, I like to go for the Nashville rule, which is split everything 50-50. And for those people who are listening who want to know how a song is generally split up, you've got music and then you've got lyrics and melody. So, Tim, how have you gone about splitting up songs when you've had to do that?
When I go into a co-writing session with someone and we're starting on a fresh idea, I preference the 50-50 just right off the bat kind of thing, because then I think everyone in the room's pitching to their strengths, you know. If it's sort of up in the air who's getting what, it depends on how deep in the industry side of things you are. If you're trying to come up with ideas for the song just for fear that you won't get your percent, which I don't really feel that, but I could imagine that might cross your mind if you're doing co-writes all the time and it is a part of your business. I don't really like that. I like the 50-50. Everyone in the room is gets an equal split. And when I'm writing my songs and I collaborate with someone else to add to the song, then I do a retrospective. And I'm pretty comprehensive with remembering who wrote what melodies and came up with what lyrics. And
I do find that a really awkward part of the conversation if you are bringing people in. Oh, sorry, if you're having a conversation about songwriting splits after writing the song, I find that it's such a bizarre thing because you don't really know how you got to that point. You know, like someone might have suggested one thing which bounced off another person and back and forth. And generally, most times that I've had those conversations after a song has been recorded, it always ends with a bad taste in your mouth and everyone walks away feeling a little bit less of the song. I definitely agree that when you walk into a room, if everyone knows exactly what their splits are from starters, then it works well.
There is that too. But also, if you're having that conversation a lot with different people, you can kind of... There are certain ways people approach it and say things that you want to say that you can kind of go, oh, that's a good way to put that. I'll remember that next time. It's kind of like when you're single and you don't know how to approach the conversation about whether something is serious or not. And every now and then you meet someone that sort of puts it in a really good sentence like, hey, just letting you know I'm not into serious things. You're like, oh, I like how you put that. That softens the blow. And then you remember that for next time.
Yeah, that's true. So experience.
The more experience you are with having those conversations, I think the smoother it will get.
You were mentioning before that you don't use pen and paper so much.
Yeah, that was the weirdest part, sitting down with a pen and realizing that I never sit down and write with a pen and a paper anymore.
See, I find this really interesting because I'm a big believer in pen and paper because I think that when you get to the studio part of the performance, you know, into a microphone where you're sitting there and you've got the final draft and you're singing, I find having it on a screen, it can be really handy because it's just really easy to read and it's right there. I really love the idea of pen and paper because there is something about when you're thinking and writing, and it's almost like an artist when they do a painting. You know, there is something very individual about
That's what puts me off it.
Yes,
actually, because then it's like writing lists, like a to-do list for your day. If I'm writing it down, it becomes an art project.
Mm.
So the minute I've finished writing my to-do list and I've got the letters looking nice and everything, that to me it's done.
Right.
And then I don't do anything on the list.
See, what I like about it as well is that when you cross words out and you start to make edits, they still exist on the page. You know, when you're on a computer, it's, you know, you press delete. and then that ceases to exist anymore.
Yeah.
And I like that fact that when you go back and read, there's always that, oh, that's what I wrote before, and your mind's kind of like moving about.
There is that, yeah. I guess anything that is in between me and the source, which is what is actually being written.
Yep.
So when I'm focusing on my handwriting or mm-hmm. I'm getting cramps and I'm criticizing myself, like, oh, you did running writing at the start. And
criticizing
you're
yourself,
letters, you know, like
you
every
stupid idiot.
Every primary school teacher that said, you know, you should have consistency in your handwriting, and just
Well, the thing I find fascinating about that as well is that I was a terrible handwriter at school, and I was that kid who always got taken, you know, aside from the other kids to kind of work on the handwriting, and I thought it was.
So you're proud of where you're at now.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I feel like there's some kind of irony in it, but I used to blame it on the fact I moved from school to school all the time.
I
so
did that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like I blamed it.
Was your handwriting that bad?
Well, it was pretty bad. Yeah, it's just like we can't have him here anymore. His handwriting is clearly just letting the school down. But yeah, I find it hilarious that after all these years of, you know, people like talking to me about how I had to, you know, work on my handwriting, that's kind of what I do every day. I sit down and I still write every day. I still really believe in pen to paper.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, in a couple of years' time, you know, scientists will go, okay, everyone needs to stop using screens. It's really bad for our brains. We've got to go back to pen and paper.
Well, there'll be no trees left by then.
No, that's true. Thank you very much, Timothy Nelson.
You are most welcome.
If you're interested in hearing more about any of the artists on Hat Jam, then please head to our Facebook page, Instagram, or website and follow the links.
You can find Cav Temperley on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Cav Temperley or www.cavtemperley.com.au or follow us directly on at @hatjam_podcast. This has been a Temperley production.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.